Section 3. License Services. First, Wyoming licenses. Applicants must pass all parts of the examination, including a written knowledge test, vision screening, and driving skills test. The skills test may be waived if a valid out-of-state license or a certificate from an approved driver education course is presented. If an applicant is under 18, a minor's release must be signed by a legal parent or guardian. Instruction permits. Applicants should be prepared to pass a written knowledge test and vision screening. An instruction permit may be issued for the purpose of learning to operate a motorcycle or a four-wheel ATV. However, a passenger cannot accompany the learner on these vehicles. If the applicant is applying for a 90-day permit, the riding skills test is not given. The fee is $6. Renewals. Renewals are issued to all persons who hold a valid Wyoming license. Licensees over the 21st of May renew within the 120-day period preceding expiration. Licensees under the 21st of May renew within 90 days of expiration. If a licensee is under 21 and wants an adult-type license, they can only renew within 30 days of their 21st birthday. Applicants must pass a vision screening. A skills test may be required at the discretion of the examiner. Licensees are notified by mail of the need to renew their licenses, and the renewal notices include a summary of recent changes in traffic laws. Renewals by mail. Drivers may renew their current Wyoming license by mail once every other renewal period, or every 8 years. Renewal applications are mailed to the current address on record for those whose licenses have not been canceled or revoked within the previous 4 years, or who have not renewed by mail within the previous 4 years. Applications are mailed 120 days prior to expiration to persons over 21 and 90 days prior to expiration to persons under 21. Renewals of expired licenses. Persons who let their license expire must apply for a new license and may be required to take all phases of the examination, including the written test, vision screening, and skills test. Full driving privileges. At 17, an applicant may be issued a Wyoming driver license with full driving privileges without having been issued an intermediate license or any other type of license or permit. However, the applicant may not be issued a license if any current, restricted driving privileges have been suspended. An applicant must present proof of identity, pass the vision screening, a written test, and a driving skills test, and have a parent or legal guardian sign the minor's release form and pay the required fee, $23 for a motorcycle license. At 16 and one half years of age, applicants may also be issued full driving privileges if they have a current intermediate license that is at least 6 months old, their current, restricted driving privileges have not been suspended, and if they have completed a driver education course approved by the Wyoming Department of Education. This applicant must present a signed certificate of completion from an approved driver education course, which includes behind-the-wheel driving, present proof of identity, pass a vision screening, have a parent or legal guardian sign the minor's release form and pay the required fee. Age-restricted licenses. For extreme inconvenience. A restricted license may be issued to applicants, 14 to 15. When an extreme inconvenience exists in their household. The applicant must have held an instruction permit and must live 5 or more miles from school and/or employment. The license is only valid between the hours of 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. and within 50 miles of the licensee's residence. The license will be suspended if the licensee is convicted of one moving traffic violation or of driving outside the designated hours or the 50-mile radius limitation. A restricted instruction permit is available for applicants, aged 14 to 15 years, who have been approved for a restricted license but do not currently hold an instruction permit. The permit is valid for 60 days. Intermediate licenses. A restricted license may also be issued to applicants at age 16 when they acquire an intermediate license. The license will automatically expire 30 days after the 17th birthday. At 16, an applicant may be issued an intermediate license if he or she has held a restricted Class C, RC, license, or has held an instruction permit for at least 10 days and has completed 50 hours of behind-the-wheel driving, including 10 hours of nighttime driving, as certified by a parent or legal guardian. The intermediate license applicant must also present proof of identity, pass a vision screening and a driving skills test. The driving skills test may be waived if the applicant has completed an approved driver education course, have a minor's release signed by a parent or legal guardian, and pay the required $15 fee. There is an additional $3 fee to add motorcycle driving privileges. Holders of intermediate licenses may not transport more than one passenger under the age of 18 who is not an immediate family member unless also accompanied by a licensed driver 18 years of age or older. Intermediate motorcycle permit holders may not carry any passengers while driving their motorcycles, must ensure that all occupants of the vehicle are wearing seat belts, and may not drive between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless the holder meets an exception criteria and presents a completed exception form. An exception form allows driving between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. if the driver is accompanied by a licensed driver 18 years of age or older who holds a valid driver license for the type or class of vehicle being used, or required to drive for a medical necessity certified by medical personnel, or required to drive to or from work, as certified by an employer, or required to drive to or from school, a school activity, organized youth sports activity or a religious activity, as certified by a parent or legal guardian, or required to drive for a medical emergency, as evidenced by medical personnel. The appropriate individual, as determined by the exception, must complete and sign the exception form, and it must be carried by the licensee and presented to law enforcement if the permit holder is stopped. Intermediate license suspension. An intermediate license will be suspended for 30 days for any violation of these provisions. Motorcycle permits. Youths at least the 15th of May be issued restricted use instruction permits, upon successfully passing a written exam and a vision test, to drive a motorcycle for a period of 90 days. If such applicants also pass a driving test, they qualify for an instruction permit that allows them to drive a motorcycle for 1 year. A permit holder may not operate a motorcycle with a passenger. Holders of one of these instruction permits who are at least 16 and have also completed practice driving of at least 50 actual driving hours, including at least 10 hours of night driving, also qualify for an intermediate permit that entitles them to drive a specified type or class of motor vehicle. However, this permit will not be issued unless a parent or guardian certifies the applicant has completed these practice driving requirements. At no time may a holder of an intermediate motorcycle permit operate the motorcycle with any passenger. Identification cards. Any Wyoming resident who is a U.S. citizen may apply for a Wyoming identification card. Proof of identification must be provided. Non-U.S. citizens may apply, but must provide documentation from the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS. Licenses for disabled drivers. Without the widespread availability of public transportation in Wyoming, it is very important for persons with disabilities to have driving privileges whenever possible. Driver Services wishes to facilitate the licensing process for disabled people, while making sure that the applicant is able to drive safely, before actually issuing a license. It may be necessary to have a medical and/or vision statement completed by a physician before a license is issued. Many applicants need or use special equipment to drive safely. It is WYDOT's intent to license an applicant with any restrictions recommended by their physician, optometrist or ophthalmologist, and as a result of a skills test, if necessary.